Okay, we're on Daf today's Daf is Daf Lamed Ches. As we move through Perek Elun Aharis, so we have been discussing yesterday's Daf was all about various psukim, which seem to all tell us one idea. And the Gemara went through the tzrichas, why we need so many psukim to tell us the same idea, that we would not accept money instead of the punishment. We wouldn't accept money instead of misa b'shoging, misa b'mezid. Galus, what else do we learn from Sukkim that sound that way? So the last pasuk that we brought in, it's about 10 lines up, 15 lines up from the bottom. Let's start from there again. It's Kol Cheirim. The second word on the line is Kol. Kol Cheirim. So Kol Cheirim on Lama Zion and Mabez. Kol Cheirim, Eshe Yachar, Min Adam Li, Padel Lama Li, Pasuk of the Ed of Bechukosai. Again, this pasuk could also be interpreted as, you know, any Cheirim, any Chiyuv Misa that a person is Mechuyuv, Lo Yipadeh, you cannot accept money for it. So lo yipadeh. So lo lamalis. Why? What is that pasuk teaching me? Mi boy, look at the Tanya. No, that's teaching me something else. A specific halacha in Hilchas Erechin, which is the context of that pasuk. Minayin liyotzi liharik va'amar echad erko alai. How do you know if somebody's being let out to be killed, and he says that his erech? Somebody says his erech should be upon me. Minayin shalomar klum. How do you know that? That's meaningless because that person doesn't have an erech at this time. Because of the pasuk, that's what we learned from that pasuk. You might think that even during deliberations before the Gemara Din, also he has no erech. No drasha that up to Gemara Din, he still has the regular erech. So that's the halacha that's learned from Kol Cheirim. I says the Gemara. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya do amar ne'erach b'nei shadabav kitzuvin. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya says, no, erichin is very different than damim. Erichin is a specific value that the Torah assigns, gzeiras hakasev, for every person, depending on age and gender. Under 5 years old, 5 to 20, 20 to 60, and above 60. So that's an erich, and that doesn't apply what state a person is in. Damim, which is the value of that he has to be sold as a servant on the slave market, so that could change based on the fact that he's Yosei Liharik. But says Rav Chananya ben Akavya, when it comes to Erechin, even after Gemara Din, he has the Erech. So then, this halacha he doesn't hold of. So Haikol Chermay Avidlei. So what does he do with Kol Cheirim? What does he do with that pasuk? He does not use it for Yotzi Lehareg being a meaningless neder. So we boil a look at the Tanya. So he uses it for the following brisa. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, Lefi shematzinu lemumsim bidei shamayim, shenosnin mamon umiskaper lahen. Since we find by a mumas bidei shamayim, what does that mean? Rashi says it means if somebody's ox kills a person, you are chayiv, the owner is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Kind of. Not really, because he didn't kill. But Rashi says, shar shahara gazad efesh, if your shar kills a person, so the Torah says you're chayiv kofer, you're chayiv a certain type of payment, because it's your responsibility, because of your fault, somewhat, this person died. So if by mumsin bidei shamayim, we find that money could be accepted and a kapara could be achieved, shenosin mamonu miskaper v'lahen, shene'emar im kofer yushas alav. So you see that kofer can be accepted. Yachol af bidei adam came. So once you have that precedent, so you might think bidei adam also, people are going to die, you can accept money from them. So we're going to say, no, tamalo b'cherem, mina adam lo yipadeh. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. So mina cherem, that's what you learn from this pasuk. What about the earlier pasuk? That wasn't good enough? The Gemara is going to ask in a minute. But that's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara now continues. The Ainli, but with only one pasuk about not accepting money for Misa, I would have limited it to certain Misos. The Ainli ela Misos Chamuros. Shlo nitnu shekagasan lakapara. I would have thought this only applies to stringent Misos, which never have a chance for kapara. So again, Misa Chamura here and Misa Kala is going to be used in a very unusual way. Misa Chamura here, what does Rashi says? What is a Misa Chamura? That is never nitan shekagasan lakapara. That's if you wound your father or you kidnap. In those cases, there's never a karban. There's never a karban, meaning many averes, if you do it b'mezid with warning, you get misas bezdin. If you do it b'mezid without warning, you get kares / karban if you do it b'shogeg. Meaning there's a karban involved at some point if you did this avera. Without edim, without asra, But certain averus never get a carbon. For example, that's what Rashi quotes here. Rashi quotes, wounding your father and kidnapping, going to Nefesh B'Yisrael. So there's never a carbon by those. So that's what's being referred to here by a Misa Chamura. I would have only thought that when are you not allowed to accept money in lieu of getting killed? That's only by examples where you never have a carbon that could work. So about just like those, a carbon could ever work. So too, money could ever work. So I would have limited the halacha to that. But Misa's Kalos, what are Mises Kalos? So Rashi says, Avodah Zarah, Shabbos, Arayas, those are Mises Kalos. Right? So Mises Kalos, where you find that a carbon can be brought at some point, meaning if it was brought down b'shogeg, right? If it was an amazing without asra, it's a kares, b'shogeg would be a carbon. So by Mises Kalos, shenitnan shegasan l'kapara, where its shogeg is nitan l'kapara. You find that sometimes a kapara can be achieved through other means, like a carbon, so maybe also through money. Maybe also through money it would work. Minayin, tamalomar kol cheirem. That's why kol cheirem is, the pasuk kol cheirem teaches me, even by these misos, we do not accept money. So that's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Rashi has a second daya that misa kala means resicha, because you go to galus. That's where you see an example of Nita Shigasam Lakapara, because you could go to Gauls, you could go to Ir Miklat. Tosfos, other Rishonim discuss these definitions, but we'll just stick to Rashi. Okay. Period. So now the Gemara is going to go back to asking for the previous pasuk. But before that, look at the Ramban. The Ramban, the last Ramban in Sefer Vayikra, discusses this pasuk of Kolcher Mashiach and Adams, all the way at the end of Vayikra. And the Ramban says, Va'al derech hapshat. Explain this pasuk. Aderech hapshat. Kolchem sheyachem in adam lo yipadeh. Says the Ramban. Yomar hakasuv. The pasuk is teaching me. Ki kol hamachri mishelo, bein adam bein behema. If anybody makes a cherem, because the word cherem is somewhat unusual, says the Ramban. What does cherem mean? What does the word cherem mean? The Mishnah is in Seder Kachem talk about. If you say something is a cherem, what does that mean? Something is usher. You know what it means. Something is hukdash. You know what it means. What is a cherem? So says the Ramban, it depends what the context is. If you're machrim something of yours, bein adam, bein behema, whether it's a person's value or an animal, v'steach huzaso, a field, hu kodesh l'ashem, we could assume that if you say, some of my stuff is a cherem, you're basically saying it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. That's another way of being machdashit. Shehein charamim l'kohanim be'in lehem pityon. Aval ha-machrim in adam she'eno shalo. But if you make a cherem of something that's not yours, so you can't be makdash davar she'eno shalo. You can't give that away. So what does it mean when you make a cherem for something that's not yours? When do we find that? There are 10 stories in Tanakh, says the Ramban. You see personalities in Tanakh who are about to go out to fight, and they say, oh, Hashem, if you help me out with this battle, it's a cherem. Right? So what does that mean? That you're giving it all, but you can't. It's not yours yet. So what does all that mean? V'nodrim neder, they make nedarim at that point. Im nasun titin es amazeh b'yadiv achramti esareihem, yamusu kol adam anim sasham. That cherem means you're going to kill everybody, right? I'm going to be machrim the whole city. I'm going to destroy them. Says the Ramban, it depends on context what the word cherem means. V'yatam she'en adasa nodekin l'sita l'kohanim, because you could assume that if you're going out to battle, your kavan is not to give it to the kohanim. Rak she'yeh kol osur b'hana ki niskavim l'hachris ha'ayvim l'chalosam. That's your kavanah to cut off the enemies and to destroy them. And then it goes through a number of stories in Tanakh explaining how this fits in. But at the end of that piece is his view of Yiftach. His view of Yiftach. Rambam doesn't have a commentary on Navi, at least we don't have it. So what about Yiftach? Right, Yiftach, the tragic figure of, he goes, he's going to go, whatever comes out of my house first, you know, I'm going to give as an Ola Lashem, if you help me win. So he wins and he comes back, and lo and behold, the first thing that comes out of his house is his daughter. And he cries, and he wails. The question is, what exactly happened there, and what exactly was his mistake? Because he felt, I have to do this. I had to do this. I made this promise, and I have to do this. I have to, according to the Ramban, kill my daughter. Olo Lashem. This is in the context of a type of cherem. So, v'zeo ta'uso shi'yitza bebito. The Ramban says, but that was his mistake. Because obviously, what, to give as a carbon? He can't give a person as a carbon. What was he thinking? What was he talking about? Ki chashav kasher cherem nagid Yisrael chal v'kayim l'hamis anashim. Every type of cherem means kill, and it's chal, and that's it. V'lo yada ki cherem ha-melech v'zanedrin, and he doesn't know that. It has to fit into regular rules and regulations of carbonus also, if you're giving it as a carbon. So therefore he says he made a terrible mistake, and he assumes, like Rov Rishonim, that Yitzchak actually killed his daughter, which is the not 100% clear in the Pesukim, but that's what he assumes. And then he ends off, V'altia nifta b'havle Rabbi Avraham. Don't be seduced by the havalim of the Eben Ezra. Ha'omer, who says that v'halel Hashem means like by Shmuel Hanavi, that she was given over to Hashem to work, to serve Hashem, to be misbodeid, and that the Eben Ezra says that really he built a house for his daughter out in the woods, and he went to visit her once a year, and she never got married. That's what he means. He says that's not the pshat. He says, v'ela divrei ruach, ki im neder sheyil Hashem, einenu sheyil parush, aviyeh kamo Shmuel. If it really means like she'd be like Hashem, so it'd be like Shmuel and Avi working in the base of Migdash. So that's what the Ramban says. He goes through here in this last Ramban of Sefer Vayikra that obviously he made a mistake here, and the pashtus is that he actually had to kill his daughter. But again, that is a discussion in the Rishonim, what exactly Yiftach did wrong and what exactly happened to the daughter of Yiftach. Okay, so that's the pshat of the Aderech HaPshat of the pasuk that we're discussing in the Gemara. So now we continue, second to last line on the Amud. Says the Gemara, we just came up with Psukim explaining Kalcheirim to teach me that you don't accept money for a Misa. The Gemara says, Vobi Mela, don't you learn it from the previous Psukim? We had the pasuk earlier on the Amud. Don't take Kofer l'nefesh rotzeach, asher hu'rash alamus, lo tishka mamona mimei v'tiftarei. We had a whole pasuk. Don't accept money for that. So what's the what do you need this extra pasuk for? Kol cheirim lamali. What do you need an extra pasuk for? Before we go on, the Shidim of Kibetzes here says maybe it's limited to Ritzicha. Maybe you need a special pasuk by Ritzicha. Why? Why is Ritzicha so special? Why is it so special? So says the Shita. The Mishani Rotzeach Mishum Dachamir Shvichas Damim. Shvichas is unique. The Yesh Kan Tikin Ha'olam. There's no greater tikkun olam than getting murderers off the street. Okay, every avarian should get off the street. But says the Shita, there's no greater tikkun olam helping out the world than getting murderers. So maybe the Gemara never suggested that. Maybe murder is special. Maybe dafka ritzicha. We have a pasuk to teach me that you don't accept money instead. Ulahachi mushar besh and shalom likach kofer. He says, Teda, I'll prove it to you, says the Shita of Kubat says. Goes the Rambam. The below hasra, nami machnisin zolokipo. Let's say you know there's a murderer. But for some reason, there's a technicality. He didn't get the proper warning, or right? Maybe the post can say DNA evidence that you know he's the murderer. You know, so what do? Mishnah Sanhedrin, the Rambam says it. You put him in a kippah. You put him in, lock him up in a certain type of field. You feed him certain types of food, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest. If he's supposed to die, he'll hold. So his stomach is going to blow up. So you know, getting murderers off the street is a very high priority. So he asks the Shita Mekubetzes says, why didn't the Gemara suggest that? Maybe dafka ritzicha, we wouldn't take money instead. Masha'en came when it comes to other averis. It's a mefurish aver in the Torah. When it says, lo sikhu kofer, l'nefesh motseach, the Sefer HaChinuch says a beferish. The Sefer HaChinuch in Tuf Yud Beis. Shem hershu adoni ha'aretz liga kofer miyad rotseach, then the whole society will fall apart. Nimsa kal agodol mechaveir of ha'ashim mimenu yahargenu. Right, every anarchy will persist. Anybody who's stronger than his friend will kill him, and then he'll just pay off his indictment. Right, so how is that possible? So that's the Shita Mekubetzes' question. So what does he answer? He says just the opposite. He says, you know, from yesterday's Gemara, you could have the opposite svara as well. Maybe dafka by ritzicha, you don't need a pasuk. And if it is by ritzicha, call shekin other averis. Why? Because you're killing somebody new. It's the Ibn Neshama here. V'yishlamar adarabah, ema le'idach gisa. Mishum sheyesh kan kiyam nefesh miYisrael. If you accept money by Ritzicha, you're saving another Jew. Saving another Jew, not even by Ritzicha? Wow, must apply by everything. So just like you have a svar lahachmir by Ritzicha, you could also have a svar lahakel by Ritzicha. So therefore, they cancel each other out, says the Shita. And we wouldn't say that he would be able to, that you need a specific pasuk for Ritzicha.
But a minute ago, we just said that
a minute ago, we said it's called a Misa Kala because Lo Nitan Lakapa, there's no Al, there's no Nitan Lakapar, which Tosis is going to discuss in a minute on top. But you're right, maybe, but the Gemara is saying maybe Ritzicha in a different way should be unique. Should limit the Pasuk in a different way. So the Gemara says, Amir Abrahama, Itzrich. No, I'll come up with another reason why you need an extra Pasuk of Kol Chayr. Salka, Dada Chamina, Hani Milaheka, Tarhago, Derech Aliyah. Maybe you need a Pasuk because to limit it to cases where you killed him derech aliyah, in an upward motion, an axe with an upward motion, makus, discussions. Shlo nitzna shegasol kapara. What does that mean? The Gemara is saying here, had you killed Bishogeg with an upward motion, you would not go to Galus. The Gemara at the beginning of Masechas Nakas tells us, an upward motion is kind of karav la'ones. It's like, oh, no, so usually if you're going down, that's a regular act of hitting, of killing, of smiting. But going up, let's say pulling your steamroller on top of your roof up, and then it slips out of your hand and it falls down and kills somebody. So the Gemara, you wouldn't go to Galus for Derech Aliyah, because that's karav la'ones. So had you killed somebody, Derech Aliyah, with an upward motion, Bishogeg, you wouldn't go to Galus. So then maybe there, if you killed somebody with an upward motion, Bemezid, that's where you wouldn't accept money. Just like you wouldn't go to Galus if you did it Bishogeg, you wouldn't accept money if you did it Bemezid. Shalom Nidash Gosla Kapara. Maybe that's where the Pasuk should be limited to. Aval Hargo Derech Yerida, but in a case where you would have killed Derech Yerida, where the Nidash Gosla Kapara, had you killed Bishogeg in a downward motion, you would go to Galus, you would go to Ir Miklad. So too, Ema, I might say Nishkama Mona Minevin Iftarei, I might say that if you did it Bemezid, you should be able to accept money. Just like if you did it Bishogeg, you'd be able to accept Galus. Kamashmalan. That's why you need the extra pasuk to tell me, even Derech Yerida, you do not accept money for. Tosfos points out on top that it appears somewhat illogical, this logic, because Derech Aliyah is more kal. It's karav la'ones. That's a karav la'ones. You're not going to accept money, but there's a havamina that like karav la'mezid, where it's down, you're going to accept money. That's a better way. So Tosa says, obviously, we're not talking about here about worse and better. That's not the focus of the Gemara. The Gemara's focus is, do you find a precedent in this context of accepting another punishment, another in lieu? So in lieu of Misa, do you accept anything else? In this context, that's a top tosfos. Second line. Afakat the Derech Aliyah killed Tvemi Derech Yerida. Even the Derech Aliyah obviously is more kal. It's karav la'one. Still, the fourth line. Lo tali el b'mashlo nitan l'kapara. That's the focus of these lines of the Gemara. De'eno makpid hashas b'mashas kilo sreifa chamur miher v'chenek. You see, the Gemara is not interested like beforehand. Misas chamuras and kalos. We're not talking about the dalam misas bezdin. We're talking about focusing. Is it nitan l'kapara or not? Even though the logic behind it of chamur and kal doesn't exactly fit it. Okay, kamash malan. So therefore, that's why we need the pasuk to teach me even derech yerida. Next, Amalei Rava, continuing the Limudim, Hamitana Dvechizkia Nafka. 1 minute. Don't you know already from Tana Dvechizkia, right? We had it earlier, Ksubas Lamed Hei and Baba Kama Lamed Hei. So you know where Tana Dvechizkia is. Two Lamed Heis. So says the Gemara, don't we know earlier already from Tana Dvechizkia, who, if you remember, said that by Kimle Bedramamine, there's no difference between whether you did the act with Mezid or Bishogeg or Miskavin, Inamiskavin, or Aliyah and Yerida. Right, there's no difference how you did the act of Misa. There's Kimle here, because Kimle is, once your act is defined as a Misa Shel Misa, that potters. And by the way, this was a Yontif Daf, but the Din of Tanya Bechizkiya is the biggest Raya, that it's not a question of subsuming Onshim. Right? Kimle Yamini is not about one Onesh swallows up the other one. Because Tanya Bechizkiya means even if you don't get the Onesh, it's swallowed up. So that means it's a swallowing up of the actions of the chiyuvim, that once you do one act, an act can only mechayev you one. It's not that bezin can only implement to one onesh, right? Because Tanya Bechizkiya, it's a shogeg. So says the Gemara, don't you already know from Tanya Bechizkiya that there's no difference between Derech Yerida and Derech Aliyah? The Tanya Bechizkiya, Maka Adam, Maka Behema, Maka Behema, Lo Chilaktabo, Ben Shogeg, Lo Mezid. Just like when you kill an animal, there's no difference between shogeg and mezid. Bein miskavin l'she'en a miskavin. Bein yerech yerida derech aliyah. Lo potro mamon elo l'chayvo mamon. When you kill an animal, you're always chayiv. Whether you did it by accident, whether you did it, right? That's Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik is always chayiv, no matter what. So just like Adam HaMazik, Maka Behema, there's no, right? Adam HaMazik might be chayiv even ba'ones. It's a discussion in Mesechus Baba Kama when it says Adam Mu'ar La'olam. Oh, I'm sorry. Right, if you're sleeping, somebody puts something on top of you, and you woke up, and it falls off, and it breaks. Somebody puts somebody else's vase on top of you as a joke. So, Adam Mu'ar La'olam. So, how far does that go? The Machlokas, Tosfos in the Ramban, and Baba Kama, whether Onis Gamur, totally, is Adam HaMazik, Adam Mu'ar La'olam, does that include Onis Gamur totally. So that's a machlokas there between Tosfos and the Ramban. That's what the Gemara here says. Just like Makah Behema, there's no difference. You're always chayiv af Makah Adam. So too, we compare Makah Behema and Makah Adam. So if you kill a person, lo tachlok bo bein shogel lebeze bein miskam l'shein miskavein bein derech yirid lo derech aliyah, there's no difference. The chayiv amon and the bojim amon. You're always potter. Meaning you always say, kim lebeze rabbi binei. So why? How can the Gemara suggest that you need an extra pasuk to teach me even derech yirida? You know there's no difference between Derech Ali and Derech Yerida in these laws. So therefore, back to the question of what do we need the extra pasuk of Kol Cheirim. By the way, that what we just referred to, Adam Amazik, Adam Mu'ul Olam, he's always Chayiv. Not our issue now, but Adam Amazik we know is always obligated. But what's the Isser to be Mazik? What's the Isser to be Mazik? Where in the Torah does it say you're not allowed to damage somebody? Maybe the halacha is, I could damage you, I just have to pay for it. I have to pay for it. I could go to your car, smash your headlight, and I have to pay. Where did it say that it's usur for me to do that? So it's not clear in Shas. It's not clear. So it's the first discussion of many achronim in Bava Kama. Is it v'yatol recha kamocha? Is it, lifne... Sorry? Is it stealing? Or b'niyon at the beginning of Avos says it's included in Lo Signov. But why is it Geneva? You're going to pay for it. Right? Geneva is even if you're going to pay for it. Right? Lo Signov v'mnath l'shalem. Big discussion exactly what is what the Isser of Hezek is, the first stipler in Bava Kama. Isser Hezek. But says the Gemara, but you sure have to pay. That's Makah Behema. You sure have to pay for it. So we're back to the question, though. There's no difference between Derech Yerida and Derech Aliyah. So what do you need the extra pasuk for? So Ela Amar Amar Berchama, another try. Isser. When do we say, so now we're moving away from learning accepting money instead of Misa. So we forgot that. We don't need another halacha for that. We're going back now to the regular dinim of Kimlei. Would we inflict two punishments? So Itzrich, I might have said that when do you not inflict two punishments? When do you say Misa paters the mamon, where you blinded somebody and that person died because of that act? That's where you would say that you only get Misa. But let's say at the same moment, Rashi said, has to be basachas. The same moment, you punch somebody in two places, right? You punch somebody in his eye, you knocked at his eye, and at the same moment, you punch him in his heart, and you killed him. The same moment, but it's two different actions. So there, ema nishkom mamon amine. Maybe there, I would say no, misa and mamon. Why? Right? Tosfos explains you wouldn't learn that out from v'lo yihyeh ason. From the regular pasuk. Why? Tosfos says in Dir Bas Chalaval. Because there, it might, maybe you could split up the actions. And just to add to Tosfos, if Kimlei is about your act is defined as a blank, as an act of Misa, so then maybe if it's two separate actions, so then maybe you wouldn't say Kimlei v'dir Abimine. So that's the Kamash Malan. That's why you need the second pasuk. Even if it's two totally separate actions, you blinded him, which has nothing to do with killing him, still, you would say Kimlei, you're only Chayav Misa.
Eat a certain
bug. Eat a certain bug, and you get four malchus. Because that's the Torah says that you're doing four different things wrong at this moment. This is a misa hamachai. This is. Or sometimes you get two malchus, right? You get 80 malchus, like that case you're talking about.
Yeah.
First of all, that might not be two onshim. It's just more malchus. Malchus and malchus might not be kimlei.
But it's not. I'm saying why not?
I'm saying because that's two, that might kimlei is only different onshim. It's Risha Achas. It's Dutch. Risha Achas at the Machaibo. It's Risha Achas. It's not Shah. So you're allowed to. Okay, so the Gemara says maybe that's what is teaching me the extra pasuk. That even if you kill him, Badavar Acher. Amrle Rava, no one that. We also know that. We also know that from a different Tana de Bechizkiya. Not as famous. The Tana de Bechizkiya, or maybe more famous in Baba Kama. Ayin Tachas Ayin, Velo Ayin Venefesh Tachas Ayin. An eye for an eye. We know even though on early codes found by the archaeologists, there was literal, like the Hammurabi codes and all these, they found literal some civilizations that believed in this. An eye for an eye, we don't believe in that. The Gemara says, an eye for an eye, but not an eye and a soul for an eye. Rashi explains, if Reuven knocks out Shimon's eye and you try to knock out Reuven's eye, maybe that's going to kill him. Losing an eye could kill somebody. So you can't take that chance. So that's part of the reason why we don't do an eye for an eye, we make him pay. So, ayin tachazayim lo ayin benefesh tachazayim. What does that have to do with us? So Tosfos says it's just a parallel. Right? We're trying to find a makar for that you don't get two punishments for killing. So what does that have to do with ayin tachazayim? So Tosfos, in Dir Maskal Ha, this Gemara is just quoting a parallel. Look at the fifth line of Tosfos. Hachi daik. Tichihechi de darshinan velo ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. Just like Tanu Bechizkiya darshins that you, if somebody knocks out somebody's eye, you can't knock out their eye because it might lead to ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. Hachanami darshinan nefesh tachas nefesh velo ayin v'nefesh tachas nefesh. The similar mucker that you can't take an eye, meaning money, and a soul for killing. So really, you know from Tanu Bechizkiya already that even misa and mammon that don't have to do with each other, there is kimlei. So El Amar Ravashi, last try. What do you need the extra pasuk? That pasuk kol cheirim is really bothering us. What do you need the extra pasuk for? Itzrich, the following. You might say, since whenever you have a case of knas, a knas is something unusual. It's not a regular mammon. It's a chiddush haTorah, as Tosfos says in Maseches Yevamos on Daf Vav. What is chiddush mean? Dover hasoser es haklal, something that goes against general rules. So knasos do not fit into regular rules. So therefore, you might say, avagad de miklo mishalim. We had this earlier. Therefore, you might say, knas is not governed by kimlei. Even with me, so you still get knas. Kamash Balan, that's the chiddush, that even though there is misa, it's still pot is the knas. Let's just finish and then we'll talk about this line. We had Rabba earlier that says it's not true. Rabba damar chiddush is a chiddush orbe knas, avagad miklo mishalim, haikol chaymei avalei. Rabba said earlier, the name of Rabbi Meir, that knas is not subject in a chinami, it's not subject to kimlei, and you could die and get knas. So what does he do with the pasig? So the Gemara says, sabalo katana kama drachana minakavya. For him, you could go back 10 steps. Say he yells like the Tanakaba of Rechana Menakavya, who says the pasuk is teaching me that if somebody's going out to be killed and you say I want to give his erech, then it's meaningless. So he yells like that Tanakaba. We only got on to the last 15 lines because what does Rechana Menakavya do? So we could say that he holds, this last sheet holds, like the earlier opinion. Okay. So what was that? Let's go back to three lines. Rav Ashi said, what's the Hava Mina? What's the Chiddush? You might have said that Knas is not subject to Kimlei. Kamash Malan. What's that Kamash Malan? It is subject to Kimlei. So what's the Kamash Malan that Kimlei governs Knas as well? So Rashi says, don't get so excited. Kamash Malan, Rashi says, second to last Rashi on before the Mishnah, Chad mehanach kra yiseira she'enu inyin l'mamon, today inyin l'knas. Nothing, Rashi doesn't give anything away. If Kimlei doesn't only apply to mamon, it also applies to Knas. You have an extra pasuk. The Shita B'Kubetzes here has a very important lashon for the sugya of Knasos. You have to remember it. It's tucked away here. It's not in the regular Knas sugyas. Says the Shita B'Kubetzes, I don't understand. What's the maskana? If it's a chiddush, then Kimlei shouldn't apply to it. And that pasuk of Kol Chayrim has nothing to do with Knasos. What does it say the word Knasos by Kol Chayrim? Asher Yochem and Adam Loif, it's talking about the regular mamon is there. What does that pasuk have to do with knasus? So says the Shita B'Kubetzes. V'nira, this is how you read the Gemara. Sata adakat chamina. What's the havamina? De knasa havi chidusha ve'eno din el gzeiras hakasev. It's a total gzeiras hakasev. And since it's gzeiras hakasev, we should say even though it's written, misa's written with it, you have to pay. You know what the kamash malan is? Knasos are not so different than mamonis. Don't think knas is such a gzeira and a chok and a something that you can't understand. It's a fine, but it's like mamonis. Listen to the lashon. Kamash malan de eno chok v'zeres hakasev kulei hai adin achayv v'behed yemisa to mikol makom dinu she yishalem v'tam yish v'davar v'damya l'mamon v'kihechi de b'mamona miftar mishim kemlei b'derav aminei hachnami b'knas hakol echad hu. Michael, you hear this? V'lo shna d'havi d'hamidamina le l'mamona v'tayma v'mina d'knasa hu k'mamona. Says it three times. The enig there is a kasev. The dinushi yishalim ma'ones ha'mafad ha'chamishim kasev. Not totally unheard of, this fine. So that's the Shita B'Kubetzes' opinion about knasos. Again, it relates to all the knasugis. When does the chi of knas begin? Does it go from the maisa? Like if I, Ruben lent Shimon money. So why is Shimon l'chayev? Because from the maisa halva. That's b'chayev it. But what about knasos? So many achronim assume, the Rebbe Kiva Eger and Maseches Makos assumes, that there is no knas until Gemara Din. Doesn't exist. That's the reason for the principle of what? Moda b'knas pater. If I come to Bezdin and say, you know what? My animal killed the Evet. Or I was ma'anes. I was Moda b'knas pater. Why? Because you don't let it get off the ground. You don't let the knas get off the ground, so you're going to be pater. There are other ways to understand that. But, says the Shita, he is bringing knasos very close to mamon. He says, based on this Gemara. Because how could Kimlei apply to knas? And how could the Kalkarian be the mucker for it? So that's the Chiddush of the Shita B'Kubetzes. Got to put it with the Knas of Sugya. He puts Knas very close to Mammon. Okay. Next Mishnah. Masisa. Narishin is Arsum and Isgarsha. We know that by this practice about Onis and Mefate. So by Onis, the person is Ma'anis, a woman who is a Nara Basula, maybe a Katana also, that was the Machlokes, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, but at least a Nara Basula, he has to pay a Knas. What happens if she is a Nara that was Nisares? She had Eris in with somebody, and then she got divorced, and now she's Ne'anas. Does that make a difference? She's still a Basula, right? She only had Eris in. She's still a Basula, but does it make a difference that she was Nisarsa? Sorry, can I have a chumash, please? I'm sorry. Chumash. So does that make a difference? So says the Gemara, Dvarim. Give me it. Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer, Ein Laknas. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yesh Laknas, Viknas Al Atzma. Right, basically, just, okay, just go ahead. See if I'm going to use it. Okay, so says the Mishnah is a Machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Yossi Haglili says she does not get a Knas, even though she's still a Psula. No knas. Why? Because the pasuk says asher lo. Well, let's wait. The Gemara is going to say what the malkar is. But that's Rabbi Yosef Lili Shita. She loses the knas because she was misaris and iskarish. Rabbi Akiva Omer, yeah. In the Galil, Yehuda they had yichud. Yehuda they had yichud. So in Yehuda maybe it would be for sure. Rabbi Akiva Omer yesh lo knas v'knas al atzma. Bekiva says, no, she still has a knas, but unlike the din of the Torah where the knas goes to her father, here, once she's nizaris and nizgarish, knas ala atzma, she herself gets the knas. The Sharam Siyan of Balacha just has the little ha'ara. Why does it say nizaris and nizgarish, why not nizaris and nis almana? We had this discussion back in the Mishnah on Daf Chavtes. Why not nis almana? So he quotes a number of Gemaras and other Rishonim where he thinks that Misa is not as shriach as Gerishin. So that's why it gives the more shchiach case. He says, misa lo shchicha, that's why you're allowed to make a wall of a sukkah with an animal, because the Gemara says, misa lo shchicha, and that's why he says, we're talking about a Nara here. Nara's 12 years old. Mistama, her husband, is not so old either. He said, after all, we had Mesechus Yavamas. Remember that the Beis Din advises people to get married to people of their age. If you have a Yavam who's 96, and you have a Yavama who's 42, so, you know, you advise them, right, Miyatzin Lohan, the Gemara says, not to marry. So if you do that by Yibam, so Lachor, you do that by every couple, says the Shem Zayim Halacha. So Lachor, he's not such an old person, but Gerishin is, he says, it's not so unusual in cases. If you're living together for a while and, that's why the Gemara just pasha pshat. That's why the Gemara gives the case of nisarsa v'nisgarsha. So we have this machlokas tanoim, whether she gets a knas or not. The Rambam says clearly, if she was already nichnasa l'chuppa, even though she was a nivola, then everybody agrees she loses her knas because that already has a chazaka of beula nichnasa l'chuppa v'lo nivola. Okay, so let's go a little further because then I have something else to say on the Mishnah. But let's first read a little bit more. My time to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili say she loses her knas? Amar Kra, Asher Lo Orasa. Because the pasuk says, who gets the knas? This Nara, the phrase is Naara Besula Asher Lo Orasa. So Asher Lo Orasa means she never had Erison, right? Ha Orasa Ein Lo Knas. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's makar. Because if she had Erison, Ein Lo Knas. Rabbi Akiva Asher Lo Orasa Lavia. No, Rabbi Akiva says no. In the pasuk, when it says Asher Lo Orasa, that means if she did not have Erison ever, then it goes to her father. Ha Orasa Latzma. But if she had Erison at some point, then she would get her own knas. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. El Me'ata Nara Vlo Bogeres Achrami Dlo Latzma. Well, you should make every diuk, or only Nara goes to her father, but if she's a Bogeres, it goes to her. Nobody says that a Bogeres gets a knas. Or what about this? Basula Vlo Be'ula Achrami Dlo Latzma. Only if Basula goes to the father. Mashma Be'ula would go to her. No. So Rabbi Yosef Lili says no. She totally loses it. Elo Lagamrei, Hachanami Lagamrei. That's the end of Rabbi Akiva's discussion. That's Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. We're going to have Rabbi Akiva Mishnah. We're going to have Rabbi Akiva Brisa. That's Rabbi Akiva Mishnah. So Amar Lo Racha Rabbi Akiva. So now Rabbi Akiva, another Rabbi Akiva we're going to have. Hi Lo Arasa Miboy Lilikinatanya. The following Brisa. Asher Lo Arasa Pratlan Arashun Azazim Eskarsha Shein Lakanas Rabbi Yosei Glili. That's the same sheet that Rabbi Yosei Glili. Once a woman has Arasin, so then she loses her knas, even if she was Niskarish. Rabbi Akiva, and if she was still a Nara Hamarasa, by the way, if she wasn't Niskarish or Nisalmain, the Gemara is going to say later, she's Chai Misa, forget the knas. Right, it's Nara Shana, Nara Shana, Nara Marasa. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yesh Laknas, V'Knas Alaviyah. We're going to get to it in a minute in the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva says, no, she has the knas, V'Knas Alaviyah. Knas goes to her father. It's against the Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah who said she keeps her own knas. The girl was going to ask that on Amud Beis. Vahad didn't know say it, but this Rabbi Akiva the Brisa says it makes sense for her father to get the knas even in this case. Just like the father is zochet to accept kiddushin on her behalf. And the father gets her kesef knas. Just like kesef kiddushin, even after, if a woman, if a nara has Erisin, and then Nisgaresh, her father could still marry her off again, only Nisuin knocks him out. Nisuin says he can't do it anymore, but by Erisin, he could still get it. Rashi says, you'll learn it out from Sukkim, Avkasav Knasa, Vishnazad Nisgaresh, Lovia, so to Knas. There's a comparison between the Kesef Kiddushin and the Kesef Knas. Just like the father gets the Kesef Kiddushin even after an Erisin and Gerishin, so to Knas, the father gets it even after an Erisin and Gerishin. Imkein matam alomar asher lo arasa. So therefore, what does asher lo arasa mean? Right? If according to Rabbi Akiva, if the father gets the Knas, whether she had Erisin or not, so what does the words asher lo arasa mean in the Psukim? So Mufnet, totally meaningless in terms of Pashup Shat, is there for Gzeira Shava. Mufna lahakish lov aladonim en gzeira shava. Namer kan ashalo arasa, v'namer lahalan ashalo arasa, ones en mefate, ma kan nun afahalan nun, ma lahalan shkolan afkan shkolan. Gzeira shava between ones and mefate to teach me the amount of money and the type of money that is needed for the hay shkolan that is paid by ones and mefate. But really, ashalo arasa is not dafka. Even if she had Erisin, still the father would get the knas. Period. Okay, let's continue. Actually, no, there is a Rambam. The Rambam just quoted Machlokas, the Rambam in the Rush. Well, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, Knasa la'atzma, but he adds in one word. The Rambam says, Habashin is arsav nisgarsha, Knasa levado la'atzma. That's a Nara Basula, Beis Tezayin. Only the Knas is hers. What does that mean? Knas levado la'atzma. What does that mean? So the Rush here quotes the Rambam, and it says, it seems to be that the Rambam is saying that Boshes and Pagam would still go to the father. Even though the Knas goes to her, Knas Levado Atzma, Boshes and Pagam would still go to the father. Why? Because Knas is connected to the Maisa Bia, specifically the Hanah Shriva, and therefore she'll get that. But the Boshes and Pagam still goes to the father, because it's the father's choice who to give her over to marry. Therefore the father would still get the Boshes and Pagam. And the Rush argues. The Rush says, Biyonira, but I think Boshes and Pagam go with Knas. And this is just like we had before, Knas, the important Lashon with Knas and Mammon. Here you have another one about Boshes and Pagam and Knas. Says the Rush, V'ayinu time of Shindilinyin Gvias Ha'av Yesh L'Boshes U'Pagam Din Knas. Mishun De'iskish L'Knas. Boshes, Pagam, and Knas all go together, say the Rush. If she gets the Knas, she's also going to get the Boshes and Pagam. That's what the Rush says. For Darshini, you learn that based on Psukim. But Makam Shah, Knas La'av, Gam Hu La'av. Machlokas, Rush and Rambam here, when Knas La'via, is that only Knas La'via, or is it even Boshes and Pagam La'via? Machlokas, Rambam, and the Rush. Fine. Second to last line, Rabbi Akiva. Back to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva in the Brisa were asking. Remember that what the Pasuk said. The Pasuk said, Na'ara Bisula Asher Lo Orasa. That's who gets a knas. So the Gemara asks, "My chazda ashelo arasa gzer shavu psula mute beula." Why do you say ashelo arasa is meaningless in context and it's just used for gzer shava? While besula is meaningless and we exclude beula from knas, ema besula gzer shava. Maybe besula should be used for gzer shava, meaning and you should or a beula should also get a knas. Ashelo arasa, take ashelo arasa literally. Pral and arish and asav and esgarsha. Meaning you have two phrases here. One of them you're saying is used for Gzeira Shava. One of them is to be taken literally. So why do you choose one over the other? So says the Gemara, Mistava Asher Lo Arasa L'Gzeira Shava. No, it's logical to say that the phrase Asher Lo Arasa is being used for the Gzeira Shava and not taken literally. Shaharani Kari Banara Bzula. Because you want to say Bzula is literal. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Just the opposite. Adarabi, because it's just the opposite svara. Bzula L'Gzeira Shava. Use Bzula for the Gzeira Shava. Shaharani Kari Asher Lo Arasa. So Asher Lo Arasa can be literal. But the Shimon Kvetsa says, so there are more words in the pasuk can be literal. Right? You have three words. Asher Lo Arasa, not Nara Bzula, which are two words. Right, so either way, so Gemara goes back and forth. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, Mistavra, or just even before that, Tosfos says, what do you mean? Don't Gzeira Shavas, you have to know from your Rebbe. So what do you have, suffix about what's the Gzeira Shava? So Tosfos says, no, it wasn't clear here, and the Ritva explains that they knew there was a Gzeira Shava, they just weren't sure about the details. And the Ritva says, you find that a lot in Shas. That you know there's a Gzeira Shava here, you're just not sure about which word is being used, and which, you have a Misora that, right, you have to have a Misora about Gzeira Shava, right? Ein Adam Dung Gzeira Shava Me'atzma. Everything else, besides Kal V'Chomer, it's Machlokas, we've mentioned Rashi and Tosfos in Mesech HaSukkah, Dach Lamed Aleph, Kal V'Chomer, for sure, yes, Gzeira Shava, for sure, no by yourself, everything else in the middle is a Machlokas. The Gzeira Shava, you for sure have to have a Misora for. So, what about here? So it must be certain details aren't clear. Either way, back to the Gemara. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, Mistavar ha'ishtani gufa ha'lo'ishtani gufa. No, it makes sense that besula v'lo be'ula. Because I have be'ula, her guf is different. So Rashi explains, there's less boshes of begam there, so l'chor, there's no kanas there either. But ashalo arasa, nothing happened to her. So therefore, we'd rather keep that, not ashalo arasa could be not literal, while besula v'lo be'ula will be literal. Period. Rabbi Yosei Aglili ha'svar minale. How does Rabbi Yosei Aglili know the Xer Shava of Oni Simafate? He learns it out from somewhere else. Nafkalemi Detanya, Kazev Yishkal Kamar Apsula, Sheizek Kamar Apsula, Samar Apsula's Kazev. Period. So finishing up. Kasha, the Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva. So we never answer the steer in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah says that after Averson and Gerishin, Knas is La'atzma. Rabbi Akiva, the Brisa says it's still La'aviyah. So Kasha, Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva, Traitan Ali, the Rabbi Akiva. So Machlokas Tanam within what Rabbi Akiva said. So Bishlam Rabbi Akiva the Masisa says the Gemara, I understand Rabbi Akiva of our Mishnah, lo asik zereshava mafkala mi kro mi pasha lo gamri. Because what did Rabbi Akiva of our Mishnah say? Rabbi Akiva of our Mishnah said, if she has Erisin, it goes to herself. So you can understand the psukim, it's not totally okay the pshat. Because what does the pshat say in the Torah? If she didn't have Erisin, it goes to the father. So what's Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah saying? If she did have Erisin, it goes to her. Fine. Elo Rabbi Akiva the Brisa, Asik Yerushalva, Mafkim, Pasha, Lagamre. Rabbi Akiva the Brisa says that the Torah is totally not literal. Ashelo Arasa in the Pasik is meaningless, because the same halacha applies even if she had Erisin. So how do you read the Psukim? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Kari Be Asher Lo Arusa. Maybe he can interpret it as not that she never had Erisin, but it means she's not in Erisin now. That's how he would interpret the Pasik. Says the Gemara, Arusa Baskili. If that's true, then what's the Chiddush? Of course there's no Knas. The guy's Chayav Misa. It's a Baskila. It's an Ara Marasa. So Gemara said, no. Salgad HaKamina. I would have said, hold the Chiddush, Yusha Chiddush, or because Allah got victim of Shalim, as we had earlier. No, there's still a Chiddush because we know there's a Shita out there. We know that there's a Svara out there to say that you pay a Knas, and Knas is not subject to Kimlei. So Gemara says, "Aye, what about according to the Shita that says it isn't?" According to Rabba, who says Knas is not subject to Kimlei, what's the Chiddush? What's this pasuk teaching me? It's no problem. Fit him into Rabbi Kiva of the Mishnah, so he wouldn't have to interpret the pasuk as Arusa, but Asher Lo Orasa. Three more lines. Tana Rabbanan, Knasa Lami. We have a brisa that says, who gets the knas? Liavia, Yishem La'atzma. Two days, her father or herself. So La'atzma amai, why should she get the knas? The Torah says her father gets the knas. Rav Chisda, no. What are these brises talking about? Hacha, Banarish, Natasim, and Skarsha, Skina. We're talking about our case of Nara that had Erisin and Gerishin, Vakamithlagi, Vaplutas, Rabbi Akiva, the Masiz, Rabbi Akiva, the brisa. Period. And that's the machlokas. And the brises is the machlokas between the two different Rabbi Akivas. Period. One other ha'ara. Interesting. Our Gemara on top said Besula to Be'ula is called Ishtani Gufa, is called a change of her guf. If you look back, we had a Mesechus Yevamos on Daf Nuntes. Tosfos there has a suffix, whether besula to be'ula is called ishtani gufa. So the Aruch Laner there asks from our Gemara, what do you mean? Our Gemara is clear that be'ula is ishtani gufa. So the Aruch Laner says it depends what you're comparing it to. Our Gemara is comparing besula to be'ula to what? Nisarsav and Nisgarsha. So compared to Nisarsav and Nisgarsha, becoming a be'ula is ishtani gufa, because Nisarsav and Nisgarsha there's nothing. But over there, the Gemara is comparing it to Bagrus. Kanus to Bagrus. Says the Aruch Laner, it could very well be, going from Kanus to Bagrus, the whole body is changed. And compared to Besula to Be'ula, that's low Ishtani Gufa. So that's how our Gemara could be clearly Ishtani Gufa by Besula to Be'ula, while that Gemara, the Rishonim, could have a suffix. Okay, period, we'll stop here. Today's shir was the Refuah Shleima, Yosef Sfi, Ben Rachel Pesel, who needs a Refuah. Shita's here. Right here.